Freestyle Friday.
Morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday coming at you for Freestyle Friday. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you follow me on YouTube. Today I want to talk to you about a couple of things, and we're going to get right to it. First thing is, it's the end of Black History Month. Today is Blackout Day. So I want to talk to you guys about Blackout real quick. I think blacking out is a great thing. Blackout as many companies as you want to. Blackout as many companies as you can. And it's part of the reason why I have developed the Green Book, because the Green Book that's on my website, I have made it private right now. So you won't be able to see it until probably the second week of March as I'm updating new findings. It's good to black out these big businesses, because what we have been finding out is, so the tech industry came into fruition three decades ago in the 90s. They were the first set of people in a very long time that did not have to deal with monopoly rules. And then they paid off government officials, period. Whether you are in the city council or you're the president of the United States. I can say that because we have presidents of the United States, at least one, that has taken so much money from businesses and foreign governments that we can now say the president of the United States is a corrupt position sometimes. But in that, what we have been seeing is that if you let businesses get too big, it is bad for the little guy. We need unions. We need small businesses to make everybody compete. So blacking out big businesses is huge and is important. So I know there's a big list out there with names like Target on it, Walmart, you know. However, I would suggest, first of all, today, don't spend any money at all. 0 cents. And going forward, start shopping at small businesses immediately. Stop going to Walmart. They produce the shit anyway. Stop going to Target, period. I mean, they showing their true colors. Stop going to McDonald's. Stop going to Chick-fil-A. Stop going to all these places. Cook food at home. Go to your local butcher. Go to your local farmer's market. Go to places like that to get your stuff. If you need to buy clothes, find a little boutique. You know what I'm saying? You want some name brand clothes? It doesn't really matter, because name brand clothes are just as cheap as the clothes you can get from boutiques now. They're cheaply made. Sometimes you just buy things because of the brand and forget to check the consistency. I usually, when I pick things up, I stress test it. When I wear clothes, I have to test the clothes out. I have to put the clothes on my skin, make sure they feel right. I noticed that when I go into name brand stores now, and then when I go to an off-brand store, and if I feel the fabric, they feel about the same. It's not a distinct difference in the qualities anymore. So I would say definitely shop more in your community and with your community. And if you have to go outside your community, you still don't need to go to a big box store, a big name store. You can just go to another community. Share your wealth with your community, and that's how you also keep money in your community. So I definitely think today, Blackout Day, is a good thing. Continue to go with that. And we're going to run a commercial and then be right back.
Warning, this product is fake, been fake, and will remain fake until we get up off our ass and patent that shit.
What I'm here for today is to let you guys know about this product my wife and I have developed called She Swallow It. So a little background, we have 6 kids. About 5 years ago, after we had our child number 6, we decided we didn't want to have kids anymore. So we had to find a way to develop a responsible child prevention program to make sure that we don't bring any more kids into this world.
Well, Holiday first approached me with this idea. I thought it was borderline genius. I just had to get involved.
Just to be responsible about that, you know, but we finally perfected it. We developed a strong program and we want to bring it to you. It is 20 lessons.
Not only is it a genetically enhanced supplement of lessons, it also works on cats.
Warning, this product does not work on cats.
They won't be having babies, but them motherfuckers will meow your ass off, I tell you what.
Warning, again, this product is not made for cats.
So as we come forward to bring this to you, we was going to put it up about a month ago and just surprise you guys with it, but a white man stepped in.
Warning, a white man did not step in, but he did.
White man said we had to charge you guys. White man wanted us to charge you guys $1,000. We told them they was tripping. White man said we had to charge you $900. We told them they was still bugging. So negotiation after negotiation, haggle after haggle after haggle, we got it all the way down to $19.99 a lesson.
No, Holiday. It is now 20 easy lessons for $19.98.
So, 20 easy payments are $19.99.
No, Holiday. It is now 20 easy lessons for $19.98.
All you have to do is log on to www.distractionnetwork.com for more details. Click on the She Swallow It link, and the future of responsible child prevention will be handed to you right there. Again, 20 easy payments of $19.99.
No, Holiday. It is now 20 easy lessons for $19.98.
Log on to www.distractionnetwork.com, click on the She Swallow It link, and follow that to the future of responsible child prevention.
Possible side effects include split ends on arm and leg hair, discoloration of toenails, knock knees, slanted alley, belly button, increasing cup size, decreasing cup size, headaches, vomiting, and gout. She Swallows It only works on women. You may also experience mood swings, swollen lips, and elongated esophagus to go along with gout. She Swallows It. Love sucks. True love swallows.
And we are back. Hope you like the commercial. Next thing I want to talk about is segregation. There's something that's coming out where a lot of people are glorifying segregation, like that was a good time to be in. And I do want to let you know, as someone that actually read history and passed history classes, and one of my favorite things altogether is history, that was not a good time. We need to nip that in the bud. Segregation was not a good time. Separation just makes us a target. We need to continue doing what we've been doing, continue integrating ourselves into their culture and their culture, which is really our culture, whitified, but invest in ourselves. It goes back to the blackout today. Like, when you leave the blackout, you should be investing more into your community. We, as black people, we are the only type of people that will take our money and take it directly to someone else and give it to them first. We will take our money and go straight to Gucci or Louis Vuitton. We'll take our money and go straight to, I'm about to be funny, a Chinese store and get us some food. I want you to challenge yourself and tell me, and tell yourself, because I ain't gonna hear you. When is the, can you hop in your car right now without putting anything in your GPS system and get to an African themed restaurant? Where can you go get fufu? Just like I thought, most of y'all can't. We don't look into our own traditions and all of that. So I'm not going to harp on that. However, one of the things we need to do is keep integrating ourselves. Don't look at segregation as something that was fun. It is not fun. And the reason why, you know for a fact it's not fun, because we are still, like, when the last time you seen a activist in the black community, like a real activist, really activated? You don't anymore. The last big activist, national activist I seen was Tupac. He died in 1996. Yeah, in our community, we need to do better. We need to basically stop saying that segregation was a good thing and people had fun during that time.
that doesn't even seem right. Like, when I first heard that, I just started dismissing it because it does sound like something some racist-ass white people would say. But it is not. It's in our community now. And we have people like us, like people with, that look just like me, saying that dumb shit. That shit was not fun. And if it was fun, I want you out there doing it. Go have some fun. That shit was not. The option is not to separate ourselves. If you want to, that's on you. You definitely can, because you basically have to feel comfortable. But that is not the big play. Because once you let people, be, those people be amongst themselves long enough, it all naturally comes back to them. They are not a people of love. They are. You can look at history. That is not a side of love. And if you look at the way they do things, is they even, at a certain level, will fuck each other over. Because it's always about competition of who can have the most for their legacy. And we play into that game. Some of us play into that game, but that's not the race that we really run naturally. That's not the race we really run. Naturally, we are people of love. And that's why we give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And they ended up just disappointing us over the end. And winners write the history. So as they are taking over, because we give it to them, they just rewrite the history to block it all out. As in, a lot of the dumb shit that you hear them saying today are going in the history books, because they are, they're not saying this dumb shit because they give a fuck what you say and what you think. They're saying this dumb on TV. They're saying this dumb on record. They're putting this shit down in records so that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, that is the record. Think on that. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe if you're following me on YouTube. Everything else you can find there. I add more things onto the website monthly. Again, the Green Book will be back up in a few weeks, and I will have more coming. I'll tell y'all about it as I'm putting it together. I got to get a lot of paperwork involved for my next transition before I can actually put it up. But until next time, take care. Be safe.